with Vance Roger.
Good morning and happy Easter weekend to all of the Nikan family. What a privilege, I'll just say it that way, to be up and about on a conference call with so many of you. We are going to blast right into things. Those of you who have been up, or maybe you were on the East Coast and got to view the, I believe it was called a lunar eclipse. Our eldest daughter just walked in the house about 30 minutes ago from getting up with a friend of hers and was joined by several dozen others at one of the scenic viewpoints that's just up the road from us. And it's a little too early for me to get up to watch something that will happen again and again and again in our lifetime. But if you were up and were enjoying that, well, congratulations to you. And again, just want to wish everybody a happy Easter. We've got several members of Team Rogers on the line, and if you can, if you're able to, I know several of you are multitasking and preparing for events at your church or place of worship. If you can hit star 6 on your line and contribute when called upon, it would be a pure delight of mine to have you on the line as we process through and we discuss things that we are utilizing to continue to build on what is taking place in Nikan. I want to throw it out up front just as a reminder, put it in my email. We, as members of the Diamond and Royal Diamond group, every Tuesday morning, we are beyond blessed. And I don't know how else to say it, but Ben Woodward, Nikan's president, leads us in a discussion group and an accountability, discussion/accountability. And one of the things that I brought up on this week's call was really that, you know, Ben, we have a lot of people who are jealous of what we get to do with you. It's a process of him leading us through, saying, hey, here's where we're at, here's what our goals are, how can we tweak, and what could we possibly be doing to make these things come to pass and happen. And one of the things that he does as a facilitator and as a leader is just kind of point us in the right direction, a lot of encouragement. And one of the things that I asked of him this week was, Ben, we really would love to get you on a weekly, if we could, or at least monthly call where you can do the same thing you're doing with us with everybody else in North America. So this morning you'll have that opportunity. And Dave Johnson has got Ben on his call, and that commences in 57 minutes from now, the morning rev, which takes place every day at 8 a.m. on the West Coast. And I'm going to give you a phone number, so if you want to grab a pen and paper or something to write down, or if you don't have this, again, it's every single morning at 8 a.m. I encourage you. It's a variety of different people that get on. Some of them are brand new in Nikan. Some of them have been in Nikan for, you know, a couple decades. But it's always an exciting time to hear a fresh story, a fresh approach to people who are just committed to impacting other people's lives. Phone number to jump on that call to hear, again, Nikan's president, Ben Woodward, this morning. And just for the record, he will be outlining the new initiatives, the... I don't have it written down, and I should have printed the flyer, but we're going to discuss that here in a bit as best we can. Phone number is area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And the code, five-digit code, is 83854#. 83854#. And I will give that number out again at the end of the call for those who got on late or didn't have something to write it down on right quick. But can't encourage you enough, if you've got a time in your schedule this morning, to jump on that call to hear Ben. Also want to recommend, Ben was on the kickoff call on Wednesday evening this week, and those calls are always recorded. They're posted in the conference call section on Nikan's website. In the information center, go clear down to the bottom where it says conference call schedule, and you'll see the recording if you scroll down a little bit and you're looking for the April 1st kickoff call. And excellent broadcast that took place Wednesday evening this week. to kick off February. And let's jump on into things. And again, if you're part of the Team Rogers mentoring group, and those of you who you know who you are, and love to have you contribute, and all you got to do is hit star 6 on your line. And then, as well as a reminder, if you've got a question or a comment that you think the group would benefit, if it's something personal, obviously not, but if you think there's others that may have the same question or a similar situation, feel free to hit star 6, and when we get to that point in the call, to throw it all out there. What took place in the month of March? Typically, in the industry that we're a part of, when you have a big event like what we celebrated at the beginning of March, a 40-year milestone where people from 25 different nations, just under 1,500, I think the total count was 1,478, gathered in Orlando, typically what can happen is people will get caught up in relishing the experience, and you know, you have basically 4 or 5 days of commuting there and then getting readjusted back at home. And volume and sales typically, again, will go down. Well, that was not the case with us at all. March sales were 27% higher than February sales. They were 19% higher than a year ago for the same month. And to me, that is just astronomical when you look at it and from an analytical. And I don't try and analyze too many things because I don't want to keep focusing on what's behind us. But I think all of us deserve a pat on the back because quite a few of us ramped things up and we just said, hey, you know, there was not a big product reveal. There wasn't this event was not built on new products being introduced. It was built on the synergistic attitude of so many people around the globe who made the decision, hey, we're going to come to Orlando, we're going to celebrate this, and then we're going to get to work. And so many people, they in fact, as if you heard on Wednesday evening, Ben shared that they had to keep the customer service or the order entry department, they had to keep them on Tuesday past regular quitting time to process all the orders that were coming in because they knew it would just, if not, then they'd have to be backdating them all when they came into work on Wednesday, April 1st. And that's kind of not an April Fool's joke that you want to walk into, like, oh, hey, we've got a backlog of several days worth of work here. So they stayed on to process everything. That is a great and fantastic problem to have because we saw things spike up. Now, the pessimists in the world, okay, let me just throw this out as a disclaimer. The pessimists amongst us could say, well, that's because we had free shipping for any orders that exceeded 500. Well, I would love to say that might have contributed, and maybe it did. But most people, keeping in mind the average order for Nikon is still around $300 to $400, and it was a lot of people doing a little bit, and things just continued. And the numbers were really, really high prior to that free shipping offer that went through. So just again, it was a wonderful, wonderful month. How do we go from there? How do we build from there? And that's what Nikon's already given us in this new incentive. Before we jump into that, I just want to share right quick, and then I want to hear from, members of Team Rogers that didn't get to share, Doug, I know you're on the line, and we haven't heard from you in a while, and several others that didn't get to share on our other mentoring call that we do earlier in the week, and would love to hear from you. One of the things that Ben shared with us Tuesday morning, and by the way, I feel like, I don't know the proper word, but I feel honored is one word, that Ben and I got to chat on Wednesday as well for quite a key conversation to process more of where we're at as a group, but more specifically what my goals are for the month of April. And let me just share something really quick. And we do this with the members of Team Rogers. And that group, and if your upline is not Denny and Char Rogers or Vance and Stacy Rogers, I can't encourage you enough to make that decision to say, yep, I want to be quality enrolled and I want to be part of this mentorship process, find your upline who is leading a weekly mentoring group and get plugged in. Because when you do that, you're going to see that, you know, you give a little more, they're going to give a little bit more to help you facilitate growth in your organization. And if you don't want to, if you just want to stay stagnant and not tell anybody about Nikan, then don't do anything. But if you want to see change, if you want to see growth take place, you want to increase your ability to impact people's lives with the five pillars of health, you want to increase your commission check, this is the simplest way that I know how to do it. And it's coming together and every single month saying, okay, here's where my monthly goals are, and this is what I need to do to make that happen. My monthly goals for the month of March, 2 customers, first level, 3,000 personal group volume, 1,000 personal volume, and then 3 quality enrollments. Well, when I looked at the checklist, when the month was all said and done, when I finally retired at, I think it was 10:45 on the 31st and just called it quits because I couldn't do anymore, I couldn't even think straight after the day that we had had, 2 customers checked that off. 3,000 PGV, actually we almost doubled that goal. 1,000 PV, we fell a little short. Quality enrollments that we'd personally introduced, we got 1.5. And what I mean by the 1.5 is one of those new consultants didn't quite understand the authorship. They went senior, consequently, and the other one that would have made an even 3 had we pulled it off, again, just didn't quite get it all together. And a lot of this is long distance, so they, you know, looking at things and me being able to communicate to them on the phone. But that's what we're doing. We're setting goals. We're saying this is where we want to be. The whole focus, however, is all built around that quality enrollment process. That I'm going to commit to doing $100 autoship minimum, and every single month I'm going to commit to generating 500 personal volume. And most of that is coming through customers, and that's what we're going to talk about here in a little bit, that the new initiatives, these new incentives, take that and build upon it, because we all, once we've committed to that, we can be quality enrollment every single month. And then how do we, in turn, encourage other people to do the same thing? Because when somebody does that, they're looking at every single month at a minimum of getting their autoship paid for. And if they are attracting and encouraging and facilitating new customers coming on board with at least $100 PV order or $125 retail, then you're going to get free product on top of that. The Nikan reward dollars, 50 Nikan reward dollars that come with every 2 customers. All these initiatives are on the Nikan website. It takes a little bit sometimes to find them, but I've spoken with Brenda Ogden in the IT department, and their goal is to keep putting them all in the section that's titled New Nikan is Here. And I grabbed the laptop, and of course, I forgot to plug it in last night, so it's deader than a doornail. Can't bring up the information in front of me, and I did not grab the power cord to find my little quiet room this morning. But they're all there. If you go to the informational center, and you go right on down, you either can double-click on the tab Information Center, and it'll come up, the overview section, or the very, very top, it says overview, or what's new, all that stuff. Just look for something like that, and when you click there, that'll take you to the section that says New Nikan is Here, and you're looking for the feng shui stones that are stacked up, and everything that is right there. The customer incentive program, the Business 21 Club, the Paragon. Take a look at what's there if you haven't already, and again, the most important thing is find somebody to mentor you, and jump on board. So speaking of that, Steve, Barb, Lee, Doug, we haven't heard from you. You and I haven't spoken in a couple weeks. What's going on with you? And again, hit *6. And if there's other members on the line, LaVon, I'm looking for, where did my list go? Wrong page. B, LaVon Pat, she may be on an appointment right now. And Barb, I think you're on the line. I know Alan's not because it's Hawaii time. But let's
hi, yes.
Go ahead. Is that Lee?
No, this is Pat Kelly.
Oh, good morning. I'm
good morning.
Good morning.
That next week, Tuesday before the call, I was ready to give up. I thought, I just can't do anymore. And I called a couple of New 10 folks and said, I need help. And they said, oh, come on, you can do it, blah, blah. And so I said, all right, here am I still. And then on Friday, one of the people that I had presented at, given the presentation to on Thursday, no, it was just called this week, he said, you know, I want to join New 10. I want to get products at 5. I want to make an investment. I said, holy smokes. What if I don't want to see? So anyway, now I have a new distributor with whom I'll meet this morning, and he'll start doing what he needs to do. And so I do thank you, Vince, for talking to the fellow. And anyway, that's how it is at this end of the world.
Well, and Pat, let me put you on the spot if I can, and I feel like I'm entitled to do that. Because Ben Woodward keeps putting me on the spot. And as I shared with several people can do this week, I really felt, when you're on a conference call like this one, and there's people from all over North America, it's a little different, though, when you're on a conference call with Diamonds and Royal Diamonds. I mean, these are the leaders in our marketing unit in North America, U.S. and Canada. And I felt like I was getting picked on, but the thing is, the neatest thing is when we can facilitate questions,
mm-hmm.
and it's all part of the process and the growth experience. And one of the things that we have to remember is that, and I'm sure Pat, you would agree with this statement. Henry Ford said, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplanes take off against the wind." Not with it.
Well, that's a good thought.
You know, and when we're pushing back and we're saying, you know, I'm going to forge new ground. I'm going to tackle new things. You know, if we want to expand the destiny that God really has for us, we're going to have to give up some of our security. And a lot of that security is, well, I don't really want to do that much. I think if I just sponsor one customer this month, that should be enough. You know, or if I just, you know, I'm going to talk to one new person this week. And, you know, I know, Pat, that's not your intention. But, Pat, if we could look at your goals that you set for March, and again, I don't want to be looking back, however, but how did you do as far as those goals that you set for yourself?
Well, let me turn back to March. Let me see here. Well, the first thing was that my quote was, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, it said that, actually, I was going to make six, I was doing the 21 clubs and $6,000 on or before 331. Didn't happen.
Okay.
I have a club that people want to belong to. I create an environment where people feel loved and supported. Every place I go, I will set up situation as a tax write-off, business card conversation, blah, blah. Well, that didn't happen either.
Okay.
So I would say that what I did do was, for the 21 Club, I set up this particular meeting, and then I was going to set up more. But the lady who was holding the meeting had challenges, I had challenges, and so all of that kind of fell away.
However, if I'm hearing you correctly, the phone conversation I had yesterday with Tom, the
yes.
gentleman that called you and said that basically I'm in, is the words that he shared with me,
uh-huh.
and he has his reasons for it, so not all was in vain.
No, but those people that did come to the meeting, one was going to buy about $300 or $400 worth of stuff, but then her finances got kiboshed, and then this fellow was also there, and he was concerned about his friend, and he was just quiet and listening to everything, but then he was thinking a whole lot, so that's when he called back.
Well, and occupationally, I know from speaking with him as a former priest and clinical therapist, that's what that type of person does really, really well, is pondering. And again, that was the conversation I had with him yesterday, and he had some really fantastic questions about checking this out. And maybe I'm too optimistic, maybe I'm too hopeful, but I think, Pat, what you did, again, just looking at it, but taking a step back, what you set up is a lot of groundwork that you're going to see the harvest coming in this month and for many months to come, because you called out and said to folks, hey, I need some help. And they will respond, because we can't, there's no way you can continue doing this type of activity and not get any results whatsoever. Eventually, if not immediately, people will rise up and they'll say, oh yeah, I'm tired of doing it the way I've been doing it because this isn't working.
Yeah. So I think that's right. So this month, I'm setting up, I talked to the fellow at the convention who does the bone health.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm setting up bone health days at the senior centers around here. That may have to wait till May, but I'm in the planning stage for that, so that people can come and hear the Dr. Nider stuff,
mm-hmm.
and also have their heels checked by this fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I talk again to the fellow you spoke with yesterday, we can make plans together. And I have another consultant who signed up just before I was I was going to quit in January, and she appeared on that day and said, I'm joining. So anyway, so she's had a cold and lots of personal concerns, but this month she hopes to get started as well. So with the three of us now, we're a triumvirate, so we'll see what happens.
We've been so many, many, many times that our timing for doing things is not necessarily what other people's timing is. I know Mary Bowser, one of the members of Team Rogers, shared with me that she said, I have a lot of stuff out there, and I have to remember that people do things for their reasons and their timing. And that's the way it always is. And however, that being said, when people see the passion and the intensity that we have for impacting people's lives,
mm-hmm.
and for building a business, and if we're honest with people and say, look, this is the business that I'm in. I want to help hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is filled with them. And if they're honest. And when we set that out there, they're going to remember that. And when we follow up, which again sends the message that I care,
mm-hmm.
when we follow up in a timely fashion, they will respond. So,
mm-hmm.
well, thank you, Pat, for sharing. That's exactly what I wanted to find out how things are going for you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And thanks to Mary Bowser, she's on the call, because she's one of the people I call to say, help!
Doug, are you still with us? And if you are, if you hit *6 on your line, that'll demute you.
I'm here.
There we go. Doug, tell us how your April shaped, or your April, so we're only 4 days into it. Let me rewind. Tell us how your March turned out. What kind of goals did you set for yourself, and what happened?
Well, Vance, I wanted to get two new customers, and I didn't get two new customers.
Okay.
And I wanted 500 volume. I did get the $500 volume, personal volume, but that was all mine.
Okay.
The thing I'm excited about is I heard William Todd suggest the other day, and if my voice sounds like I've got a cold, I do have a cold.
Okay. Well, I'm grateful that my voice doesn't sound as close to yours, because I thought it would after having too much fun at church last night and singing a little louder than possible. But fortunately, enough Pie Mag water this morning is doing the trick. But you were saying you heard from William this week, and
I heard that my autoship has always come out on the 20th of the month, and he said, you know, if you really want to work this thing right. He says, you should do it on the second of the month. So I went through and I created a new auto ship for the second of the month, which was kind of interesting because on the computer it was kind of misleading. So I called distributor relations and they verified that it will process on the second. It did process on the second. I should receive it in a day or two. But the thinking there is that you've at least got your $100 in. At that point, that's one thing down, and then all you have to do is concentrate on getting the remaining $400.
And I want to, just as a footnote, just as a housekeeping issue, you bring up a really, really valid point that it's a simple thing, that if we're on this call, that pretty much means you're in. If you're listening to this recording, it pretty much means you're in. And if you're utilizing AutoShip, which is the best way to take advantage of the Nikan Nutritionals, there's a mindset out there of, well, why do I want to pay $9 a month in shipping minimum to have these products coming? It's always best when you're talking about organic consumables to have them the freshest ones. Okay, you could set up a biannual AutoShip and every 6 months order 6 months worth at a time. You could do that, and rightly so. However, as an example to others to make it easier, to make it duplicatable, we don't go to Costco and buy 6 months worth, or we don't go to Walmart or wherever it is we shop, Whole Foods, natural groceries. We don't go to these places and buy 6 months worth at a time. We don't even buy 3 months worth at a time. That's more of a North American mindset than it is the rest of the world mindset. The rest of the world shops on a regular basis to get what's freshest. Now, all of Nikan's Nutritionals, they will last a long, long time the way they're processed. And so I'm not saying they're going to go bad. However, the example we want to set is, as William reminded us, get our AutoShip near the beginning of the month to get it over and done with, so we can, at that point, focus on attracting other people to Nikan, whether as customers or as consultants. And that it's a really, really valid point, because that way you get yours and you're going forward and, okay, we're just checking things off the list. And I don't know how to describe what we've seen in the first quarter of 2015, other than the fact that this new pattern, this new example, is paving the way, and it's changing the mindset.
Absolutely.
And Doug, I know you're seeing that, because you said, and your choice of words were interesting in that, well, you got the 500, but it was all mine. There's no but. We as human beings, and I'm preaching to myself when I say this, we need to take the butts out of our life, all right? And some of us have bigger butts than others. And I'm not referring to the BUTTs, the physical ones. I'm referring to the BUTs, that we will state something and then we backpedal a little bit because we don't want to be, Lord forbid we would be arrogant. But we need to realize that, hey, this is the qualification. This is the benchmark that Nikan sets. A quality enrollment is one who is on $100 auto ship and 500 PV every single month. They don't care where that comes from. If you have $100 or a $500 auto ship every single month, Doug, and you're utilizing that, and maybe it's for your own household, or maybe you've got dependents, kids, grandkids, and they're buying it from you, Nikan doesn't care. And that new benchmark, that new 500 level, they want to see us setting the example for others. And it's the premise here is not to spend $500 a month, but to set the example for other people and say, this is what I'm committed to, because when we start duplicating this in other people, that's when the fun really begins. And at months 3 and 4 and 5, when we're duplicating that on down with people, that's when the commissions really start to get quite attractive. Doug, I wanna ask you, when you look at what you've done, you said you wanted to get two customers for the month of March, and it didn't happen. You obviously talk to people. Yes?
Unfortunately, Vance, I did not.
You did, okay, so that makes it difficult to get new customers if we're not talking. And I'm not making fun of that. But there was stuff going on in life that prohibited you from making that happen.
It's the lifestyle that I've become accustomed to. What I need to do is I need to break out and create an environment where I am actively seeking people to join me.
Okay.
I just haven't done that, as I've told you before.
Okay. So going back to the quote I loosely quoted, that if we want to step into the destiny that God has for us, we've got to give up our security.
Yeah, amen.
And that's a big step for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes, it is.
Okay. And with your occupation, I know where you're currently employed. There's kind of a conflict of interest. Somebody asked me the other day, one of our brand new consultants, they said, Vance, he works at a car dealership, and he said, Vance, do you think it's wrong? I sold a car to a gal who had shared with me when I met her a couple of weeks ago when she first came in that she has terrible arthritis, and it's quite agonizing for her. Vance, do you think it would be wrong of me to introduce Nikan to her? And I said, I don't think it would be wrong whatsoever. I said, I don't know what type of, you know, standards or prohibitions that, you know, your particular dealership has over you, but I don't think anything's wrong at all with us reaching out with a spirit of compassion and saying, hey, have you ever heard of Nikan? Have you ever thought about doing something like this? Because we see people all the time, and remember, Doug, what's the worst thing that they can say to us back?
No, thank you.
No, that's actually not the worst. The worst thing that they can say, and there's several people on the line who I'm sure would chime in right now, the worst thing that they could say is, oh, wow, you know, as a friend, Doug, we've known each other a long time. I wish you would have asked me a couple weeks ago because I just joined Nikan.
Yes.
And, oh, I would have rather had you had the business. I didn't know you were in Nikan.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's kind of the worst that they could say, because then all of a sudden we're left with that feeling of, wow, I really should have said something.
Yes.
You know, or I wish you would have talked to me a couple weeks ago. My doctor just put me on these heavy narcotics, and they seem to be doing the job, and I know they're not good for me, but I couldn't live in that agony anymore.
Yes.
And I had that conversation last night with a dear friend at church, and, you know, for his cholesterol, the doctor's now got him on some statins and some other things, and I'm going, oh my goodness, why? I got to have an honest conversation. But some people are in the mode of Western medicine, and they don't know there's an alternative. Okay, well, Doug, thank you for sharing. There was a couple more people, and if you're on the line, you got to speak up, because I can't remember. I know Barb said she would be, but she might have been multitasking, setting up stuff at church. I'm looking down my list really quick. Carol. Julie. And again, if I'm calling your name, if you hit *6.
Hi, Vance. I'm here. I was muted out.
Julie, I want you to, if I can put you on the spot, which you're demuted now, so you're on the spot. You had some goals set for the month of March, and what were they?
I was hoping to have 6 new customers, and I got 2, but I got about 12 new contacts that I can hopefully convert to customers for April.
Okay.
I keep wanting 6 new customers in a month, and I get to the 2. But sometimes following up is difficult, not because of me, but because of those that I'm following up with. and sometimes life just gets in the way. So you just have to keep at it. And
okay.
I have some regular auto ship customers, so my personal volume is really good already this month. I know I was at 600, and then I forgot one that comes in every other month that I saw, so I'm probably at 700 now with my personal volume.
And it's the fourth of the month, and you're saying you're already at 700 with your personal volume.
Right, and I'm meeting with someone this afternoon who I've been getting out a lot, so a lot of times your referrals come in, so it's not the person you talk to, but it's someone who remembers what you do. So I had a phone call yesterday with someone who had to see me today because he's going to be gone for 2 weeks, and he really wants to get the magnet. So we'll see what that does this afternoon. I like phone calls like that. But I'm finding that a lot of my customers are people that have been in my funnel for a year or two that I've been just consistently giving information to, and unfortunately people don't move as fast as you would like them to, but you just have to stay patient and you just have to stay at it. So I'm hoping to be on a roll this month. I already have appointments next week for every single day. I hope I haven't overstressed myself too much, but I keep a supply of 10-4 in my purse so that when I need that extra energy, I just take it.
And the beautiful thing about 10-4, I won't use the exact terminology that a friend shared with me this morning, or not this morning, but earlier this week. But it was along the lines of, you know, when you know you need to take the 10-4, take the 10-4. But there were some expletive words that were inserted in there as well. But we need to be honest with our physical bodies, and we've got all the solutions we need, and it's not about the 80 milligrams of organic caffeine that are derived from the green matcha tea and the other three sources of tea. It's about a product like that that really, really does deliver. I think, Julie, it was you that was sharing with me, yes, I believe it was you, that you have a customer or prospective customer that is consuming 3 Red Bulls a day?
Yeah, that was yesterday. I met this girl when we were buying a new computer, so I have all her contact info, and yeah, she has a lot of issues, and I have to meet up with her at our earliest convenience because she's going to be a good one, I hope, to switch over to something that's healthy. I was stunned when she said that because, of course, coming from someone who wouldn't put it near my mouth anyway, for someone to take 3 a day, it's just...
And just recognizing and being observant of cultural trends, this is something that's taking place right now in not just North America, but globally. Because of the fast-paced society that we live in, the gap between those who are wellness-minded and those who are just, give me whatever I can get my hands on, whether it comes from the doctors, whether it comes from the grocery store, I got to have it to survive. The gap between those two is widening. And what that means is those who are looking for wellness solutions are going to be looking more aggressively. And when you have things that are pure, it's going to become easier, maybe easier is not the right word, but with somebody who's open to giving up the addiction of 3 Red Bulls a day, they're going to say, yeah, I got to do something different. What do you got? And that was a conversation I had with a gentleman this week who's just point blank asked, does Nikan have anything in the arena of weight maintenance and weight loss? And I said, as a matter of fact, we do. What flavor do you prefer, chocolate or vanilla? And that was it. And I showed him the numbers, and he went, whoa, okay. Told him the price. He said, well, that's definitely doable. And I know, Julie, you've got a lot of customers that, or a lot of people that you're just continually working, And what was your end goal that you had set? You shared this with me yesterday. Your end goal as far as customers, where do you want that number to be eventually?
Even before this year started, my goal was 100 customers at $100 each to generate 10,000 volume, which would be about $2,000 into my pocket each month. And that, I set my goal before, and I'm probably about around a quarter of the way there. Some of my customers are on AutoShip every other month, some every third month. And I do have one that does a six-month supply, but that's because she travels, and she's not home to get her packages. She's home in April, and she's home in the fall. So it doesn't matter how I would prefer they do it. It's what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
People that are concerned about the $9 a month for shipping, then they're on every other month or every third month. And I have a couple of each of those. And I do encourage the monthly because that's what I do. And I always just say my husband and I like having our stuff coming in fresh every month. And if you went to the grocery store and bought your stuff, shipping's figured in. You might see the shipping charge added onto the food you buy, but it's all figured into the prices. So
right.
it's really the same.
Well, and you know, and piggybacking on that, what you're doing is you're laying the template for building upon or setting the example for other people, and that's what segues right into the onto the 2015 Entrepreneur Sponsorship Program. Because eventually, not eventually, probably this month, you're going to find some of these people and being able to ask the question, because the answer to the question that's never asked is no. We know that one for sure. However, being able to ask the question of some of these people that you just see that have a business sense of, would you be open to doing what I'm doing? You're very, very concerned about other people, other people's wellness. You know, maybe you should look into what I'm doing. Well, what is it that you do, Julie? Well, I set a benchmark, a goal of every single month of generating 500 personal volume so that, you know, and we lay it all out. I don't know if we ever have to use the words doing the business. We just have to focus on getting a few other quality enrollments and letting it go from there. And that's where the sponsorship program comes into effect. Because, Julie, what you're doing, having a goal of 6 new customers a month, the spinoff of that is that you'll have 150 free Nikan reward dollars every single month to use however you so choose.
Right now, but those, for the Nikan reward dollars, they have to be not a $100 a month customer. They have to be a $500 a month.
But, well, no, no, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about your customers for a brand new customer that comes on board with a $125 retail order or 100 PV order, then you're going to get that $50 for every time you introduce two.
Right.
So, right. Now, to piggyback on that, where it transitions into what was introduced starting April 1st, and everybody should have received the email, and if you didn't, it's in the library. The document is there. I don't know how to find it other than going back into the email that was sent.
Yeah, Vance, when I looked for it the other day when I called them,
They
hadn't put it there yet is what they told me, but they were going to be doing it soon.
Okay, so it'll be in the What's New section or the latest news. It'll be there. But it's really, really simple. I mean, I'm looking at the one-page flyer right here in front of me, and it's really geared for ramping things up and taking them to the next level. Like, for example, I had a goal of 3 quality enrollments last month. We got, like I said, 1.5, okay? We got a brand-new senior. We got a second one who did quality enroll, and that I'm meeting with her this morning, and that's my goal, and hopefully it's her goal as well, is that every month she's got her $150, $170 auto ship, and then get the other 400 points to get it up over 500. So starting April 1st, a brand new person that makes that decision They get it twofold. When we bring on three of those in one calendar month, and Julie, what you're doing by making lots of contacts, some of those people will transition over to this. It's a given because people fall in love. 90% of people, remember, come on board Sanikin because of the product, and they're going to fall in love with wanting to introduce it to other people. So that when we introduce three quality enrollments every single month or in a calendar month, then we in turn will receive 150 Nikan reward dollars. Okay? That activity.
Right.
And then what makes it fun, once they get on auto ship as a quality enrollment, then they stay on auto ship for 6 months. This is exactly what we had last year with the, and I just forgot the name of that incentive, but it's irrelevant because it's not in existence. But now we have it back. Once a new quality enrollment gets on auto ship and sticks with it for 6 months, then they will receive 200 Nikan reward dollars at that 6 month mark.
They have to keep their volume at 500, though.
It doesn't really specify that, and so I'm waiting for page.
Yeah,
it doesn't really specify that. It just simply says maintain a minimum of 100 PV auto ship for 6 consecutive months. So I'm waiting for page 2, the legal jargon of this, so it's all specified. Because right now what I'm looking at, it says maintain the auto ship, which, we don't ever want to make provision for failure. All right, we don't want to say, well, if you don't make it, if you don't hit that quality enrollment status each and every month, well, sorry, then you're out. I don't really want to focus on that because I think especially, as a matter of fact, I know with a brand new person, if they come on board with a Vital Day Pack and a $100 auto ship, and they start to use and enjoy the products that they've invested in, they're going to share them with other people. And as a result of that, they're going to start this process of building customers and quality enrollment. It's a natural process. Unless, like what Doug shared, unless they have to go through a transition and a mindset change of being more outgoing. And that's a personal goal, is Doug was vulnerable enough to share that this is something that he needs to do. And all of us I need to do more of it. Julie, you've got it down pat. I mean, it's not difficult at all for you to talk to a power pole and convert them into a customer or a consultant and have a conversation. That comes easy for you.
I didn't used to be like that, Ben. My husband just smiles, and he knows now if I start talking to someone, he just smiles and walks away and does something else, and he'll wait as long as I need to. He doesn't want to work with me, but he supports me in what I'm doing.
Well, and that's something that Roger Drummer, those of us who have been in Nikan for any length of time, we know who Roger Drummer is. He's an amazing communicator. I remember a few years ago hearing him say that, when I go out to speak at a Nikan event, my wife just laughs because she doesn't believe that I can stand up in front of a group for any length of time with no notes and just speak on the subject of nutrition and herbs with any amount of intelligence. She doesn't, because I don't do this at home because she's got her own thing. And he said, she has no idea that you people like me as much as you do. And I thought, what a profound example for all of us. That, and we have a new consultant who introduced me to some of her customers, and she said, this guy has a wealth of knowledge. You need to listen to him. And I felt like, it was kind of like Jesus performing the miracle of turning the water into wine, when his mother, Mary, said to the people at the wedding party, Just whatever he says to do, just do it. Listen to him. It was encouraging to me and it was confidence building to me. And Julie, I know that a lot of the people that when you can share different solutions for them, they're going to look at you and say, wow, okay, you do have a wealth of knowledge. But the sooner, the faster we can point people back to NECAN, get them plugged into NECAN as a customer or a consultant, either way, let them start gaining some of this information that we've found how to find it. Because it's all there, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better. When you look at the color spectrum, and you break it down analytically just on this flyer that was emailed to us, this is the new NECAN. When the website gets completely overhauled, those of us who were in Orlando, we got to see a sneak peek of that. When this gets overhauled, we're all going to be sitting back going, holy smokes, wow, yes, this is soft on the eyes. This is very attractive. This is inviting. Just looking at, again, this flyer, and I don't want to break it down too much, but hey, Julie, thank you for sharing. We've got a few minutes left. I want to open up the line for some comments or some questions. So we got 9 minutes and counting, and then I'm cutting it off because I want people to hear Ben. Questions, comments, concerns?
Ben?
Yes.
I have the incentive or initiative program on my computer right now, and it says in the same calendar month, sponsor at least 2 new registered customers.
Okay.
And it says, each of whom purchases a minimum of 100 PV or enrolls in auto ship with 100 PV, earn a credit on your account worth 50 RP.
Okay.
So you don't have to have the 500.
Well, that's for the customer incentive program. That's
right.
Basically the building block for us as a quality enroll, as a quality enrollee. That's already been unveiled in the first quarter. Now we ramp it up a little bit and build on that. So yeah, that's the kind of the appetizer, so to speak. That's what several of us have been utilizing and tapping into. And I wish Donna Pinnex was on the line, because or Lisa Hazelgrove, because I think both of them, if I remember correctly, they sponsored in the month of March 4 new customers. Go ahead.
It's Barb. I just joined you.
Oh, thanks, Barb.
And I did 4.
You did 4 as well. Okay. And so they all did over 100 PV or retail. That comes out to $125 retail order. Make sure that we remember that. But you sponsored 4 new customers. Any of them get on auto ship?
Can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. So they all placed in one-time order of at least 100 PV or $125 retail. And now on April 15th, the blessed tax day here in the U.S., you will be awarded 100, because it's basically comes out to $25, 25 reward points for each one of those, and then you get to choose how you're going to spend them. And you had 4 in March. How many do you have in February, and how many do you have in January?
I had 2 weeks in February and January. I have 2 already in April.
Okay. Aren't you the overachiever?
April 1st and April 2nd.
Exactly. See, I did the flip-flop of what you did. We had 4 in January, 4 in February, and then 2 in March. And I need to figure out what my goals are going to be and what my focus is going to be. I've discovered now that some of the people that we've brought on board that are quality enroll, I did a rollout 2 days ago on a gentleman who became a customer for one of our first levels. So I went ahead and took the initiative and just registered him as a customer for her, which she was grateful. But now it comes to the point of, we have to teach people not how to enjoy the fish that we've got given them, but we have to teach them to fish. And that's the transition I've got to make. Barb, did you have another question or comment? Because I'd asked for Lisa or Donna, because I believe they both did 4 in March, correct?
I know Lisa did. I'm not sure about Donna.
Okay. Okay. But these are two gals who are both first level to you. And I know Donna's volume doubled in March over what it was in February. And she brought on a quality enrollee as well. Betty, I believe is her name. My brain eventually is going to check out here and might turn to mush with all these names floating around. But Barb, have you seen the increase, or were you anticipating, I should ask it that way, were you anticipating all this taking place in the time frame that it has?
I really hadn't given it any thought. I just kind of go about working and encouraging people to do this thing. I really hadn't given it much thought. I'm just fine with it all. You know, part of it is, you know, not for me anyway, it's not stressing over all the goals and everything, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I come from. And the neat thing is, I don't know if the sorts are on or not this morning, but they have been rocking and rolling with the lake, and every day this week, somebody has brought somebody in one leg of theirs. So, and again, it's what I'm finding is, you know, I've got 7 customers last month, actually 4 did 100, but of those customers, my goal is to convert them into be continuous customers with auditing or whatever. So, you know, you're creating a platform, a basis to work from, and recruiting the people.
And, you know, Barb, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you talk about what I love is quality enrollment? Any quality enrollment who does their 100 and stays on 100 for 6 months gets their 200. That's a phenomenal incentive.
That, and what did we call it last year? I forgot the name of it, the auto ship.
Yeah, last year it was reward points to get on auto ship, a new consultant on auto ship. But now they're requiring you have to be a quality enrolled consultant, which is what we want anyway, initially. And if that quality enrolled person does their auto ship for 100 for 5 more months after the first month, they're going to get 200 reward points. It's so similar to last year's incentive that it's a great way to encourage people to try new things on their auto ship if they're not already doing something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's reward points, and there's an incentive for being a consistent customer. There's rewards for any time you shop anywhere. Every single store company has this. I mean, every single one of them. Our 16-year-old daughter is getting inundated by things that she's interested in. She said, Daddy, this company just offered me a 25% discount if I'll order what I ordered when I went down to Haiti. And she's being inundated. I mean, absolutely inundated with all these specials, and these items are not cheap. They're not cheap at all. But it's good quality stuff. Barb, you said something that I want to finish with, and again, I'm being very sensitive to the clock. Thank you, Steve, for the 1-minute reminder. And that is that what we're doing, and you said not to focus on all the stuff, but just focus on the people. And doing what we should be doing anyways. And it's talking to people, inviting them to join, and introducing them to NECAN, and the rest just takes care of itself. I want to encourage everyone, just simply become familiar with what a customer is, what a quality enrollment is, and if you don't know, call somebody in your upline. Look at the information that's there. It's all online. Become familiar, because I don't want anybody to miss out on anything. And thank you for the reminder. I think it was Pat who was looking at the customer incentive, or that maybe that was Lee. But it's very, very simple once we understand. Don't get caught up and don't get frustrated if you can't figure it all out. Slow down, take a breath, take a step back and say, okay, this has got to be pretty simple. And it is very simple. One last time, I want to remind everybody, Ben Woodward is going to be on Dave Johnson's call, which starts actually right now. The phone number for that call is area code 218-548-3988. 218-548-3988. And the code for it is 83854#. Again, the code 83854#. And you want to hang up on this one and jump onto that one. Have a fantastic, blessed Easter weekend, everybody. And I can't wait to talk to you next Saturday, if not before. And
one more, the phone number.
One more. The phone number, again, is area code 218-543-3988. And the code, 838-54#. 838-54#. All right.
Thank you.
Blessed, everyone. Have a great Easter.
Happy
and
Easter.
If I don't talk to you before next Saturday, have a great and fantastic week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.